The Torah in Parshas Vayelech teaches us the halach of Atam Kisvul Lechem as Hashira Zois. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the Ponovitch Rosh Yeshiva, when he said a hesped on the Ponovitch Rav, quoted the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Vam Rav Shmuel Barbunya, Golo Talmud Torah is greater, Yois Makrovis Tamidim, greater even than the bringing of the carbon tamid every day that they brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar atabasi. And what the Gemara is referring to what is discussed there in Gemara, Masechta Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that when Yeshua was encamped around Yericho, and the pasuk says, "Vayisa einav yar v'hine ish oimel lenegdo," he sees a person standing in front of him, v'chav shlufa biyadoi, with an outstretched sword. V'yelech Yeshua elav v'yomeloi, and Yeshua approaches him and asks him, "Halonu ata emlo tzareinu? Are you friend or foe?" V'yomeloi v'yomer, and he responds, "Loi kiniat tzva Hashem atabasi. I came now." So Amalai, he said, "Emes bitalton tamid sheben abayim. Yesterday, you did not bring the karma tamid sheben abayim. V'achshu bitalton tamid Torah, and this evening you're not learning Torah." And those were my two issues, says the Malach to Yeshua. Amalai, so Yeshua asks him, "Al ezem basu, which is the avera that you are most concerned with?" Amalai atabasi. And says, Rashi explains, now it's the evening. And at night, there was no war. There was no battle going on. And why didn't you learn Torah? And Tosfos, in explaining this dialogue, says, when Yeshua asks him, V'yomeloi, ha'at lono ata olam tzareinu, Yeshua meant to ask him, is your issue with our not learning Torah, which the pasuk says regarding learning Torah, Torah tziva lanu Moshe? Or are you coming regarding what the Torah says, the kabbanis? So the Malach answers him, atabasi, I'm coming regarding the pasuk of atam kisvul lechem es hashira hazois. And of course, when we learn the pasuk and we learn the Gemara and we learn the Tosfos, and we understand that the question was that Yeshua is asking the Malach, what caused you to come? The pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, or the pasuk of Ata Kislochem Hashira Azois. Both of these psukim are psukim about the Torah. So what's the difference? Which pasuk is being chosen to refer to Limud HaTorah? So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky said there are two elements in learning Torah. Of course, every Jew is obligated to learn Torah every day. Every Jew is obligated to learn Torah whatever he has an opportunity. That is what the Torah means when it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marosha Kehilas Yaakov. But there's another type of learning, and that's the learning of Atam Kisvul Lechem es Hashira Hazois, where the Torah becomes the song of our life. And what the Malach was telling Yeshua, maybe you're in a time of war, and in a time of war, you have a fair excuse why you are not able to learn. You're busy with battle. But that can't change, and that can't affect your life. And if Torah is your life, if Torah is Atam Kisvul Lechem es Hashira Hazois, then that's your breath and that's your oxygen. And there is no time that one can be excused from learning. And the pasuk says, The Gemara continues, Miyad, the Yolan, the Pasuk says, the Yolan Yeshua Balaila, who, Betoicha, Emek, Amr Yehuda, Melamed Shalon, Ba'omka Shalalocha. What is the Gemara teaching us? Yeshua, of course, sat down to learn after this incredible dialogue with the Malach. But he didn't just sit down to learn. He learned, Ba'omka Shalalocha. If you're just learning to be fulfill the requirement of learning, he would have taken out a Chumash, a Siddur, and learned. He learned ba'onkesh halacha. He put himself completely into his learning. He delved into learning. Somebody who the Torah is his life doesn't just learn it in a perfunctory fashion. He delves into it. And Shua and the Malach were teaching us that Torah is not just a mitzvah. Torah is our life. And Torah is something that one cannot survive without that oxygen of survival. But there's a question. As we started our shir, the pasuk says, "V'ato kislachem shira hazoif." But the Gemara Masechtas and Soita Daf Lamed Hey teaches us, "Man nenish David." Why do we find that David HaMelech was punished? Says the Gemara, "Mnei shekara l'divrei Torah zmiris." He called divrei Torah zmiris, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yotes, "Zmiris hayuli chukecha bebeis mugarai." Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, Divrei Torah shekasu ben, Divrei Torah, which the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Hisof enechabo veneinu. If you stop thinking about that for a moment, your survival cannot continue. At the Karnam Samziris, you call Torah a song? Hareini machshilcha bedavish afilo tanakish beis rabim yoyd naisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, I'm going to cause you to make an error in something that everybody, every child that learned Chumash knows. The Pasuk says, Shenemel b'nei kos le'noson, ki avoydes ha'kodesh aleim b'kesef yisou, that the b'nei kos who were in charge of transporting the Aron were supposed to transport them on their shoulders, v'hu asi b'agalta, and you carried it with a wagon. And the Pasuk, and that was the issue, how David HaMelech came to make this mistake, because he called Torah Zmiris. And then the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph from the Beis teaches us, HaKayr Pasuk Shel Shir Shirim. If one even reads a Pasuk Shir Shirim, V'oysir Aysakim Men Zemar, and he turns it into a song, Mevi Ro Loilam. He brings terrible destruction to the world. Nesha Torah Chagera Sask. The Torah is in Avelis. The Torah is a mourning. If I met this Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah says to Hashem, Asuni ba'necha kikina shem nagna ba'leitzim, your children have turned me into a musical instrument. So we have here that on one hand, the Torah is called, the Gemara Chazal is so concerned about Torah being considered a song, yet in our Pasuk, in our Gemara Chumash, in our parish, it's called a Shira. And we know that Chazal teach us that the Olam HaShira in Shemayim, where there is song, is right next to Olam HaTshuva. Through Shira, we could get to tremendous Madregas. And yet here we're saying that Torah is not to be considered a song. So the Sefer Elad Varim explains that there are two elements to Shira. There's an element of Shira which speaks to the heart of a person. The Torah is a Shira, it's the heart of a Jew. And that is, of course, the Torah calls a Shira. A Zemer is a song. A Zemer is something which is external. Of course, when our Parashim calls the Torah Ata Kisul Lachem Shira Azoif, the Torah is saying that the Shira is Lachem. The Shira is part of your life. It's your essence. Of course, that's the Torah. That's what the Torah is, the song of our life. That's the Shira of our Parasha. That's what the Torah wants. That's what the Torah wants us to look at it as the song of our life. And a person who attitude towards Torah is that way, he is right next to the Olam HaTshuva. But if Torah is just a Zimra, it's a song that we memorize, and we just sing like we sing a song, then doesn't have the essence of what Torah is. Chazal teach us the Masechta Soifrim. Ma'ase v'chamishah zakenim shekasu l'talmid melech as a Torah Yevonos. There were five zakenim, five chachamim, who translated the Torah to Greek. Vayoyim v'haya ayoyim koshli Yisrael, and that day was such a difficult day for Klal Yisrael. Kiyoyim shenasa eagle, like the day when the eagle was built. Shlohoisa Torah yichoy letargam katzorchoy. The Torah was not properly translated. And here too we have a question. The pasuk says at the beginning of Seder Dvarim, Hoyel Moshe be'er es haTorah azois. And Rashi explains, B'shivin loshim pir shalhem. Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah in 70 languages. So you see, there's nothing wrong with translating the Torah. And why here was the day when the Torah was translated to Greek considered such a terrible day? The answer is, when Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah, he didn't just translate the words of the Torah. He translated the heart of the Torah. He translated the pnimius of the Torah. He translated the shira of the Torah. And that's what the pasuk says, be'er. Be'er means to explain. It's not just a literal translation. A literal translation misses the heart of the Torah. And what the Torah wants is v'ata kisvu lachem es ha-shira azois. Transmit, learn, and teach the Torah, which is a Torah of singing. Whereas the Torah that was translated for Talmud in Greek was just a literal translation. And that's why the halacha is that even though somebody, the Gemara Masechta says, and Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph says, Amar Rav afi shenichlo lo avos of Sefer Torah, even though somebody's forefathers left him a Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichta mishaloi. As our Pasha says, v'atam kisvu lachem es ha-shira azois. And the question, why is this mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah so unique that everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah and they can't rely on a Sefer Torah that they inherited? The answer is, if I inherit an esrig, I have an esrig. And the Torah says that I have to use an esrig. I have to have dalaminim on sukkahs. But when the Torah tells me that I have to write the Sefer Torah, the Torah is now looking that there should be another Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. What the Torah is looking for, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking for, is that v'atu kisvu lachem, that each one of us achieve that the Torah be for us a shira, a song, the song of our life, of our lives, realizing that this is what our lives depend on. This is the sweetness of our lives, and this is the essence of our lives. That's not something that could be inherited. That's not something that could be bought. That's lochem. Everybody has to come to that level and to that madrega all by themselves.